Welcome to the Confidence and Communication Podcast. I'm your life coach, Jessica Dumas. I'm a professional speaker and coach who empowers women everywhere to use their voice to take up space and change the world. My goal is to help you speak with clarity and confidence while giving you practical guidance and tools by sharing real life experiences of overcoming. So turn up the volume and grab a pen. You're going to want to write this down. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Confidence and Communication Podcast. I'm really excited to introduce a guest that I have with me today. Her name is Robin Solier Rashot, and I'm really excited to share and have Robin share a little bit of her story today and about her business. She is the owner and founder of Eagle Medicine Coaching. And from how I know Robin is, I would describe her that she is a person, a woman who is really passionate about her work and sharing her work with so many people to inspire them, uplift them, and to help them find their voice. And she's been taking her own journey in doing that. She wants to help empower Indigenous entrepreneurs and also have the core of the Indigenous ways of being to be better understood. And so that's what she's doing in her business. And thanks so much, Robin, for being here today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I am just so grateful to be here. It's an honor, actually. I've been a big fan of yours for, I would say like 7 to 8 years when the first time I met you. And it was a celebration for you. You were sitting on a chair at the time, Indigenous Chair of Commerce. That sounds right.
Yeah.
And a couple people approached me and they're like, you need to speak to Jessica. And I was like, who is Jessica? And they're like, literally why we're here. I was like, okay. And then you got up on stage and you shared your story. And I was like, star eyes. I was like, oh my God, she's a rock star. And obviously you're busy and you're talking to whomever. And so I was like, okay, well, I missed out on the opportunity of getting to speak with her. That's okay. But then I ended up going to Pony Corral, where I worked at the time as a bartender. And guess who walked through the door? Jessica with her entourage. And I was like, oh my God, right time, right place. And I just like immediately like went straight towards you. And I was like, hey, my name is Robin. And I just want you to know that you are great. And I really want to know you. And that was it.
You know what? I remember that night because I remember you coming over. And I was just so impressed that there was this young Indigenous woman who was so like purposeful in her conversation. And to me, I was thinking, I wish that's how I could have been. And so when I saw you and there were other people that you were with who were also very welcoming and complimentary. And I was just thinking, if I'm inspiring you, that blows my mind because you each are inspiring me. And this is what it's all about, though, right? So yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Really, though. And it was during that time that we had that conversation about what do you want to see in terms of empowerment and how can we, I forget, we use the term fire. How can we fuel our fire and help each other? Mm-hmm. And then you created My Authentic Life.
Right.
And you brought me on as a facilitator. And I was just like, this woman sees something me I don't even see in myself. I don't know what it is, but I'm just so grateful for the support and let alone being witnessed in that way.
Amazing.
And since then, I was like, I need more of this. Like, this is just it. I just need to keep showing up.
And you know what's really interesting? I feel like I know for sure it's purposeful in the way that we all come into each other's lives, right? Mm. And I think that there are experiences that we have with individuals, like it's all what we're meant to experience. And I feel like since we've met, our relationship has sort of been at arm's length. But I really believe it's because we just needed that peripheral of each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I see you from a distance and I had an opportunity to bring you into that event because I was like, this girl likes to talk. She's confident. She can come in and she can run this circle. And like, it was really fun to work with you, but it was almost like, I don't know how to say it, but it was like creator knew we just need to know each other. And for now that's where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I agree.
And then until
I got chills when you said that.
And then until recently, when you were ready, because of life and all the other stuff, you purchased a program, we've done some coaching, and that has been really exciting too. So where do you want to start? Like, first of all, tell us what you do. What are you doing on an everyday basis with regards to Eagle Medicine coaching?
So what I do basically right now is I'm leaning into being a business wellness coach. So I help entrepreneurs not only understand the business portion of things and how to run a successful business, but also I teach wellness skills. I teach an entrepreneur, a person, literally how to take care of themselves. Because they are the business. We are the business. And so when we forget to take care of ourselves, how are we going to run a successful business? How are we going to run on an empty tank? Right. We're going to blow fumes and everything's going to go up in smoke. So how I see it is that in order to be successful is that we have to take care of ourselves and fill our cup on a daily basis. And we need to really recognize that our wellness matters. Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, you know, I tie all these things in with not only helping you to understand how to, you know, how to operate your systems, how to take care of your marketing, how to advertise, et cetera, how to speak with your clients properly in a professional way, but then retaining back to yourself, you know, how are you taking care of yourself? How does that look? Mm-hmm. All right, let's dive deeper into that. And so I also, you know, bring in those different modalities through some of the certificates that I've received. They're IFOT based, which is Indigenous Focus Oriented Therapy. It's all about connecting with the land. It's all about finding and discovering your medicines. You know, it's relating back to who we are as Indigenous people. But I also strongly believe all people need this. Mm-hmm. Because when we have a stronger connection to self, a stronger connection to land, we make decisions based on taking care of everything around us. And that's all our relations, right? That's kinship.
That's beautiful. I love that. What do you find are some of the challenges that you see people struggling with as entrepreneurs when you realize, okay, that person needs my help? Like, what kind of things are they experiencing?
Well, this was my experience at Business Link Alberta as a business strategist. I just saw so many entrepreneurs coming in and just like so life sucked out of them. No better words to describe that. Just the life sucked out of them, because when we are in the early stages of creating a business, we're a one-man show. We're a one-woman show. That's it. It's all us or no one. Right. And so we get so caught up in like our ideas and, you know, constantly chasing what it is, our clients and customers, right? Because they're the ones that pay the bills, really, though.
Yeah.
And we just run ourselves dry and we forget to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're overwhelmed. There's a candle, literally, which is you, burning on both ends. Mm-hmm. And we're like totally drained.
Yeah.
That is not how we should be running any businesses.
Right.
That's not how we should be investing in ourselves and our future
mm-hmm.
when we're not even thinking about our future, which is us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Totally. I can totally imagine that. And I know for myself, also a coach working with entrepreneurs, is it's almost like you're chasing the money, right? Like I have an opportunity for this contract or something like that, so I can go for that. And it means that I'm going to work late nights. I'm going to work weekends. I'm probably going to get sick a little bit more than others.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting to hang out with your friends. You're not getting to like enjoy what you're actually reaping.
Exactly. And it's like we get so caught up in like this rat race. And just think of yourself on this hamster wheel that's going. When do you ever have a time to check in with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really make it a priority mm-hmm. when I'm feeling like that, when I'm running in this race, to check in with myself. And so I'll put my hand on my heart and I'll put my other hand on my belly button, because that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just breathe and I just ground myself and I come back into myself. and I get grounded and I remind myself I'm human and I can only do so much,
mm-hmm.
but I'm doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes. Literally totally. 30 seconds of just reminding yourself you are human, you are doing enough,
mm-hmm.
and you will get whatever you need to get done when you can.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's good enough.
And it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I also will bump into other entrepreneurs, like people that I haven't worked with, and they're so busy and they're always telling me about all these amazing things. And it's really incredible. But when I tell them, oh, like I don't work Mondays and Fridays, usually, like I take a lot of time off. I only work like 5 hours a day and my business is going well. And that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of entrepreneurs are like, how do you do that? Like, how is that possible? I can't even imagine doing that. And yeah, like what are some of the first things? I mean, obviously bringing that exercise to them and reminding them like you're a human being, you can only do so much and slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And that exercise of like taking a moment to ground yourself in your body, like that's probably something that a lot of people don't do.
And you know what? I've witnessed it. I've seen it firsthandly. I was that person, you know, being a mother of two littles. And then just literally last year before going on maternity, I was balancing two jobs while still trying to work on Eagle Medicine coaching.
Yeah,
I was in the rat race. Like my head was gone and my feet were just like flying frontwards. You know what I mean? Like, where are you? Surviving.
And that's
like you're surviving.
That's typically the way Indigenous women operate, though, right?
Mm.
Because we're used to carrying the load. If we want something done, we're going to do it ourselves.
Yes.
And we do it with kids in tow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I started my business as a single mom with three kids. And I was like, how could I not get a job and get a regular paycheck? Like, how selfish of me, because my kids are growing. There were times I couldn't afford their shoes. I couldn't afford their field trips on lunch days when they'd have extra hot lunch. Like there were days where I couldn't afford it. And I felt like shit. But at the same time, like, even though we went through some rough times, like, I don't think that my kids would ever come to me and say, you know, I remember the times where I didn't have any food, or I remember the time because our job as others is, and entrepreneurs, because this falls out to our businesses, we don't let them see the struggle. We hold that, we carry that. And
definitely. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really though, like you hit the nail on the head. That's so true. Because we're so used to living in a society where we are not allowed to actually be what, like how we feel sometimes, to actually really lean into how we feel sometimes. Like I struggle. I'm a single mother. Of course I struggle, but you'll never see that on social media.
That's right.
Why is that? Why is that? You know?
Yeah.
But to be completely honest, you know, like that's just how it is as an Indigenous woman, despite, you know, whatever hardships or struggles or experiences that you came from, we always are 10 toes just ready to take on the next thing because that's how we're built. It's instilled in our DNA. We're matriarchs. We come from matriarchs.
Yeah.
We have a strong lineage and it shows.
Yeah. So for starting your business while raising your young boys, while they're still very small, like what was that like for you for like jumping in and saying, okay, I'm going to do this? What's that experience been like?
Literally, it's been all for them. It's been all for them. I just see that for future wise, I want to be home more. I want to be there for them. I don't want to work at a job that takes away my time away from my babies. And so leaning into my business, you know, it gives me that freedom to create my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me that freedom to decide, hey, I'm only going to work Mondays and Fridays. And, you know, it's not necessarily about the money, but let's be real, we need to pay our bills. But also, you know, as long as I'm able to provide for my children, and they see their mother more than they see another person, I know that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because they give me that motivation. And it was during maternity where I'm like looking at my little baby and I'm like, we only have a year together. What the heck is this? Like, no, yeah. Like, why is that? Why do we normalize that? Our children need us for like at least till they're 3 years old, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why do we have to choose to struggle and to raise our children? Why can't we be thriving and raise our children?
Oh my goodness. That was totally me. Like I had my first son when I was 19. I went back to work when I was like 20 or 21, or not went back to work, but I graduated high school and then got a job. And I remember dropping him off at daycare and I was thinking, how is this fair? Like these strangers are going to be raising my kids and I'm going to hope that they're good people.
Yeah.
But I have to go to work and sit in a desk and like do something. At the time it was a, you know, good paying job, but I want to be at home with my kids. And so I love that where you're at now, you're like, I'm building a business around my life and my kids and not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I literally got chills when you said that because it resonates so much, you know, and I feel like a lot of people relate to that, being an entrepreneur, because they want to build a life and a career that they are happy with, you mm-hmm. know, that they are grateful to wake up to. And I'm not saying those who do decide to work a 9-to-5 is not fulfilling something within themselves or, you know, a life that is not purposeful. It's just that we all have different mm-hmm. wants and needs. And some of us are willing to do things differently.
Yeah. And some of us have different purposes. And that's also like not a fault to anyone, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that yeah. some people don't have these big, scary dreams, that's fine too. What do you think have been some of the mindset blocks that you've had to overcome so far with regards to raising young babies and starting a business?
Can I do this? Literally, what keeps me up at night? Can I do this? You know, I literally have to check in with myself as I did in the beginning here. Mm-hmm. But I journal, I reflect, you know, I see where I am on a mental and emotional and a spiritual level. You know, I recognize what I am capable of and I know that I'm capable of great things. So when I get to that point where I'm like, can I do this? Am I worthy? Am I good enough? Who's going to pay me to be their coach? And then I do that check-in and I'm just like, I just reflect on all the things that I have overcome. And I'm like, you know what? I could fucking do this. Damn right I can. I'm amazing. I am such a good woman. I'm a good mother. I am deserving of the life that I know I am capable of working towards.
Yeah.
So I stand on that.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I always say, like, when I can take a moment and express that similar to what you just shared, I always think I want everyone to be able to say that confidently. I want everyone to recognize, like, I'm getting clear on what my purpose is. And nothing's going to stop me. And I hope for people that are listening, they're recognizing that where that inspiration or where that motivation or that true passion really comes from is that check-in, mm-hmm. right? I love that you do that because when I was younger, I didn't know how to do that. And so I spent years looking outside and talking to people and asking people, what do you think I should do? What do you think I'm good at? And I did that for years. And I remember getting advice of like, it's inside or you'll find it or, you know, stuff like that. But at the time, no one told me, just put your hand on your heart and put your other hand on your stomach and just take a deep breath. Like no one told me that. That's so powerful. And it's fucking free.
Yeah, exactly.
It's free. It's free. And you can do it anywhere and you can do it as much as you want. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at feeling it and listening to it and reacting to it.
Right. And like, how I think about it too, everything is energy. Everything is energy. Our words, our body, like how we feel amplifies out like a frequency. Everything is energy and money's energy. Mm-hmm. And so when we align ourselves to something that we know that we're good at and like skills pay the bills, literally, we are also putting ourselves in an energetic space that is going to attract money, that is going to attract people like you, mm-hmm. because you are who you surround yourself by, but you are what your energy emits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I need to write that down. Love it. This is a good combo.
Dropping some really good gems, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that. I support that. And I'm thinking for people who are maybe trying to get to that, they're trying to emit their energy. It can be scary at first, right? When you start to put your energy out there, a lot of the fears come up, like, what if nobody else likes this? What if I don't make sense to anyone? That was one of the things that I used to say to myself all the time before I would like talk about mindset, emotions, energy, all that kind of stuff, manifestation, stuff like that. I'd be like, people are going to think I'm crazy. No one's going to understand what I'm talking about. But the more that I put that out there, the more that I was attracting those things, those conversations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so for many people though, it's scary. It's like, well, how do I show up and emit a positive energy when I'm like freaking the fuck out? Like, I'm scared.
Oh my God. Really though. And totally been there, still there, sometimes there, but not as much.
Not as much. Yeah. Do you find that when you do the work of like the internal work and your practices that you have for self-care, that it allows you to get out of those hard places quicker?
Oh yeah. You know, like before I would just be a mess, and I just, you know, it's hard to believe, but for myself, it's hard to believe that I was so shy at a point where I just wouldn't even speak. And I'd always sit in the back of a room and I just feel like, no one wants to hear what I have to say. And I don't know, just, you know, one day I just decided that, you know what, I have things to say. When I started speaking and started sharing my opinion or whatever that was at the time, you know, just sharing my dialogue, people reacted. People reacted in a way, as young as I was even then. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for saying what you said. That helped me. And sometimes this would be older women. And I'm just like, really? Like, you know, wow. Thank you for letting me know that helped you. And so once I started, you know, realizing that you don't know who's listening, you don't know who sees you, you don't even know who's witnessing you right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But people are witnessing you. Yeah. Keep doing it. And that's what really fueled this fire of don't be shy of showing up and taking up space.
Yeah.
Because you don't even realize who you're helping, even if they don't even tell you.
Right. Oh, yeah. That resonates so much. I love that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the journey of practicing expressing yourself, your thoughts, your opinions, your medicine, right? That knowledge that you're sharing that sometimes you don't even know where it comes from. Like there'll be times where I'm done a coaching session and I'm, you know, end our call. And then I reflect on the call and I think about how I just coached that person. And I'm like, how the fuck did I just do that? Like that was good. That was so good.
Oh my God.
And it's really about beautiful. Like practicing being open, being in the flow and trusting you're not in this alone, right? Mm-hmm. Like God, creator, universe has your back. You have your back. And it's all about honestly, like just trusting being in that space and just trusting you're here for a purpose. I'm showing up to all I have to do is open my mouth. I have to be willing, right? Be a willing partner.
Yeah.
And the rest is not even always up to you.
Exactly. And as you were speaking, when you said, where did that come from? I just thought of like, that happens to me sometimes. And I'm like, what was that? Who was that? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my like God.
Ghosts like Oda Mae Brown.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. But what comes to mind is that that's when you know you're walking in your purpose. That's when you know you're exactly where you're meant to be, because there's an old version of you that remembers something that this physical body is like trying to catch up.
Right.
Like you are where you're supposed to be. And this right here, this little reality is trying to catch up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like so many resonating ideas, like holy smokes. So good. Yeah.
So good. The conversation's so good.
Yeah. So what is your work about? Like what kinds of things are coming up for you? In what capacity should people want to connect with you?
Well, right now I am taking on new clients and I am booking speaking gigs. Like I said, I'm not chasing nothing. Things are coming naturally. I love that so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more that I connect with people like you that literally supported me like from the beginning before I was even who I ever thought I could be. It's just like a full circle moment. It's just like, okay, you're ready. All right. Universe is like, let's buckle up, get ready. Cause that's I'm going to show you how good it gets.
Yeah. I've been waiting for you to put all the things together.
Yeah. I've been waiting for you to get your shit together. It's like, thank you. Love it. Yeah.
So, and what type of clients are you working with? These are entrepreneurs who want to do what?
Entrepreneurs who want to better themselves in any capacity, right? Even if it's more related to business skills. Okay, I got you. But if you're more focused on taking care of yourself and really understanding how to make that connection to land, to your relations, you know, really being a good steward, Indigenous, non-Indigenous, I'm ready for you.
Yay, that's incredible. And tell us about your talks that you get hired to do.
Yeah, so I recently did a workshop there in Victoria at GOV. And it was amazing. It was for youth. And I just know that my work eventually is going to take me to helping youth. But it was beautiful because I was able to pay for your course and to utilize it in a way that helped me so much. Because not only did you have that theme builder, but it was more so of being able to be ready to invest in myself that gave me the confidence that I needed. Amazing. And when I did show up and do that presentation, all those youth there resonated with my story and they thanked me, not because of, you know, helping them to realize you can make a business, you can build a business. Some of them said, I didn't know how easy it was. I'm like, what? Okay, my job's done. Aww. And then it just got better. Like it just got better. Like one kid said, what helped me the most was hearing your story of how you grew up and how you overcame those experiences. People change. And I was like, yeah, people change. And I'm getting emotional because that just, it helped me realize that I'm at a place in my life where people are witnessing my transformation and they're thanking me for my story. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It truly and then, is. Yes, it is. And then recently I got booked for another gig and it's for families. It's called Starling, the organization. It's for families who have experienced substance abuse. And so kind of like changing the narrative and the stigma around growing up in an environment like that and changing it into something positive. And so my friend who is the lead, the founder, said, we would really like you to come in and share your story. And I'm just like, yeah, this is my jam. I would love to.
Yay. You know,
I would love to. And I just keep, you know, going to these places, these events where I'm able to network with like-minded individuals, and people are just like wanting me to come in and like, you know, facilitate, speak, whatever they're needing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, cool. So there's a couple other projects that are coming up this summer that I'm super excited for. You Amazing. Know, people want to work with me. It's not me chasing people like, hey, we should work together, right. Which is like, nothing's wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. But it feels really good to like just have everything flow so naturally.
Amazing. I love it so much. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and having this really amazing conversation. So I'm going to say that people should reach out to you for business wellness coaching, because I really love how you've created a business around your life and not the other way around, where you're chasing anything at all. And so places to reach you are Eagle Medicine Coaching on Instagram and Eagle Medicine Coaching on Facebook as well.
Yes.
And eaglemedicine.ca for your website.
Yes.
Okay. Any Thank final you. Message for listeners?
Like I said, when I began, check in with yourself, you know, check in with yourself. Make sure that when you're making decisions or choices related to business or life, always take a moment for yourself. Ground yourself, be present, and know that you are enough and you are more than capable of creating the life that you want.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I just love this conversation so much. It just filled my cup like up to the sky.
Yay. And we'll get to listen to it over and over. And once it's published, I'll send it to you. And I'll be like, did you listen to it? It's so good. And we'll get to feel it all over again.
Oh my God. I just love that you have people doing this for you too. And I'm just like, I want to be there. I want to be in a place where I don't have to do all this and I can just focus on like my thing.
Right. Yes. That's always the goal.
You are an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jessica Dumas Coaching and Training and the Confidence and Communication Podcast is overflowing with appreciation to our first podcast sponsor, the Johnston Group, Inc. The Johnston Group provides employee benefits to more than 30,000 businesses across Canada. Thank you so much for supporting my vision and investing in the podcast. Please accept my extreme gratitude, which will help get the message of self-love, healing, and growth out to a greater audience. Thanks so much for being here and listening to the podcast. Miigwech, ekose, merci. I want to take every opportunity that I can to tell you that you are worthy. And if something in this message resonated with you, please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And send a link to your sister, your best friends, and your cousins, because if there was something in this message that resonated, then they might want to hear about it too. If maybe taking a screenshot is your thing, share it on your Instagram story, and don't forget to tag me at jessicadumas.ca.